Proclamation number 2401 dated the July 8, 1942. Contact with the deceased. Souls close to Earth. Countless souls are close to Earth whose state of maturity is still very low and who therefore still harbor the desire for Earth because the higher spheres are still inaccessible to them. These souls are often still unaware of the fact that they no longer belong to Earth. That is, they still don't know that their physical life on Earth has come to an end, and therefore they still remain in their old environment and want to talk to people without, however, being heard by them. Sometimes it can take a long time until they realize that they have nothing to do with the Earth anymore. It takes a long time until they find themselves in their new environment and finally stay away from Earth. This stage of ignorance is not very satisfactory for the soul, for it finds no understanding and help anywhere because it turns to people who cannot help in the way it desires to be helped. Only the realization that it has passed away from Earth for good and that people can only offer the help through prayer motivates the soul to reflect on its present state and to consider the possibility that it might be able to change this state itself. Then it will pay attention to every opportunity which raises its degree of maturity. Only then will it take stock of itself and try to hold itself to account, which will often result in bitter remorse that it did not use earthly life in accordance with God's will. And during this remorseful mood it is often visited by beings of light which approach it under a cover so as not to be recognized as beings of light. These draw the soul's attention to the suffering of other souls and try to awaken its compassion for them. Then it will depend on its inner attitude as to whether the beings of light will provide it with strength or leave it to its fate again until its compassion for the needy souls outweighs its own suffering and the beings of light continues their influence anew, and then with successful results. Earth is surrounded by countless souls which, in a manner of speaking, still live on Earth, but unknown to those people who define everything they cannot see and touch as non-existent, and who therefore refuse to believe that the souls of the deceased surround the people who stay behind. For they can only be seen with spiritual eyes. However, the physical eye is blind. Consequently, the souls are unable to make themselves known by any means, because people do not react to them, since they are dependent on the divine natural laws in which God Himself has placed them. They only see and hear with physical organs, but the souls of the deceased require spiritual vision. And so there is no connection between the souls of the deceased and people on earth, in a purely worldly sense. Only an entirely spiritual connection exists, and this can only be established if the human being on earth is willing to harmonize with the souls, that is, if the human being on earth believes in the soul's life after death and as a result of this belief tries to communicate with these souls. Consciously getting in touch with the spiritual world is the prerequisite so that contact can be established between people and the souls in the beyond, which makes a mutual understanding possible. And then it depends on who is more knowledgeable, the human being or the soul in the beyond. For the informed participant shall instruct the uninformed one. If the soul in the beyond is in a very immature stage, then the human being can convey his knowledge to it by speaking to the soul, which the souls can understand and hear very well. But, if a human being lacks knowledge, he will be instructed by knowledeable spiritual beings once his will desires this instruction. And thus you humans on earth can very beneficially influence the souls which are close to earth, since the state of their maturity is usually inadequate, with little knowledge and therefore not much strength. By transmitting the knowledge with loving thoughts, they can be helped insofar as it enables the souls to detach themselves more easily from earth and at the same time turns their attention to equally suffering souls in the beyond. This can awaken love in them and they will subsequently be introduced to further knowledge by the beings of light, which recognize the soul's change of heart, and then, on their part, helpfully support the souls. Amen.